The tragedy for many Hawaiian birds was that they were not only distinctive, desirable, and rare, a dangerous combination in the best of circumstances, but also often heartbreakingly easy to take. The great Koa finch, an innocuous member of the honey creeper family, lurked shyly in the canopies of koa trees. But if someone imitated its song, it would abandon its cover at once and fly down in a show of welcome. The last of the species vanished in 1896, killed by Rothschild's ace collector Harry Palmer, 5 years after the disappearance of its cousin, the lesser koa finch, a bird so sublimely rare that only one has ever been seen, the one shot for Rothschild's collection. Altogether, during the decade or so of Rothschild's most intensive collecting, at least 9 species of Hawaiian birds vanished, but it may have been more. Rothschild was by no means alone in his zeal to capture birds at more or less any cost. Others, in fact, were more ruthless. In 1907, when a well-known collector named Allenson Bryan realized that he had shot the last 3 specimens of black marmos, a species of forest bird that had only been discovered the previous decade, he noted that the news filled him with joy. It was, in short, a difficult age to fathom. A time when almost any animal was persecuted if it was deemed the least bit intrusive. In 1890, New York State paid out over 100 bounties for eastern mountain lions, even though it was clear that the much-harassed creatures were on the brink of extinction. Right up until the 1940s, many states continued to pay bounties for almost any kind of predatory creature. West Virginia gave out an annual college scholarship to whoever brought in the most dead pests, and pests was liberally interpreted to mean almost anything that wasn't grown on farms or kept as pets. Perhaps nothing speaks more vividly for the strangeness of the times than the fate of the lovely little Buckman's warbler. A native of the southern United States, the warbler was famous for its unusually thrilling song, but its population numbers, never robust, gradually dwindled until by the 1930s, the warbler vanished altogether, and went unseen for many years. Then in 1939, by happy coincidence, 2 separate birding enthusiasts, in widely separated locations, came across lone survivors just 2 days apart. They both shot the birds. And that was the last that was ever seen of Buckman's warblers. The impulse to exterminate was by no means exclusively American. In Australia, bounties were paid on the Tasmanian tiger, properly the thylacine, a dog-like creature with distinctive tiger stripes across its back, until shortly before the last one died, forlorn and nameless, in a private Hobart zoo in 1936. Go to the Tasmanian Museum today and ask to see the last of this species, the only large carnivorous marsupial to live into modern times, and all they can show you are photographs. The last surviving thylacine was thrown out with the weekly trash.